Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Timonini. As you could tell from last week and the past few months that Grace and I have been discussing it here on the show, it is going to be me primarily throughout the next couple weeks as the craziness of the Broadway opening season gets underway. But hopefully, Grace and or James Marino will be able to join me as schedules and topics allow. But we are going to get into the news today on my own. Of course, we have a ton of stuff we want to get to, but I did want to remind you, if you are in our Patreon feed at the mezzanine tier and above, I finally got around to getting the Some Like It Pop episode out over the weekend that had to do with everything that Jennifer McHugh and I watched in March that we really enjoyed. Also in that feed this weekend, you had the latest episode of All the Drama from Jan Simpson talking about Eugene O'Neill's Strange Interlude. And then, of course, we had This Week on Broadway with Peter, James, and Michael, where they discussed a ton of shows, primarily off-Broadway, but some on-Broadway, as well as the passing of Christopher Durang. So if you want to hear everything that we have to talk about with this insane opening schedule coming up, you will not want to miss our Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon. I'm heading up to New York on Wednesday, so you'll hear all of my travelogue episodes as I am able to get to them. From there, I have a jam-packed schedule with so many shows. Once I get everything nailed down, I will share the information of what I'm seeing on this trip. I'm also going to be going back to New York on April 29th to wrap up the rest of the season and make sure that I have not only seen everything to talk to you about, but also to vote for the Outer Critics Circle Awards. But let's get into the news, and we're going to start off just real quickly by sending a fond farewell out to everybody in the cast and crew and company and behind the scenes workers at Spamalot, which wrapped up its run at the St. James Theater after originally beginning performances in October. It was originally supposed to be a very short run, and then they extended, and then they kind of pulled back that extension. And as we've talked about, Ella Noyes is going to be taking over the St. James in 2.5 weeks. So it'll be a quick change for those shows. But Spamalot was just filled with so many fun and talented people. James Monroe Iglehart, Leslie Rodriguez Kritzer, Christopher Fitzgerald, Ethan Slater, Alex Brightman, Jimmy Smigula, Jonathan Bennett, Nick Walker, Michael Urie had been in there as well. Taryn Killam had been there too. So just a really fantastic cast, a lot of fun. And we wish everybody in that group the best. All right, in a story that should not be news to literally anybody, the Mirror, which is a UK publication, has indicated that the upcoming Jamie Lloyd-directed production of Romeo and Juliet, which is set to star Tom Holland as the titular Romeo, is thinking about moving across the pond after its 12-week run in London begins in August. The Mirror says, quote, Romeo and Juliet will head to Broadway after its London run, with details to be announced in due course. While director Jamie Lloyd has made a name for his minimalist adaptations of classic texts, the headline grabber for what is essentially yet another production of Romeo and Juliet is undoubtedly its leading man. Fans can't wait to watch the Marvel hero test out his acting chops up close and personal, and with tickets costing around £200, it's an incredibly lucrative earner. As we talked about, I think last week, Francesca Amawuda-Rivers is going to play Juliet, who has, unsurprisingly in the day and age that we live in the internet world, has been the subject of some racist online hate because she is a black woman, and playing Juliet opposite a white Tom Holland apparently is unacceptable to them. I don't remember if we had that same response back in 2013, I think it was, when Orlando Bloom and Condola Rashad did the show on Broadway, but the internet has changed quite a bit, and very rarely for the better in the subsequent 11 years. But the only thing that I was ever unsure of when it came to this show coming to New York was Tom Holland's availability. We have seen tons of shows from Jamie Lloyd start in the UK and come over to the US. Obviously, the Nicole Scherzinger-led Sunset Boulevard is just the most recent to do that. But with a name like Tom Holland, unless his film schedule did not allow to do it, it seemed like a no-brainer for him to make his Broadway debut in such a show. So this seems like it'll run probably through the end of the year in London. It's beginning performances in August for 3 months. A potential extension into the holidays could happen. But that would seem to allow it to line up for the spring season on Broadway if they would like to do that. Of course, depending on everything else going on in the world, maybe it gets pushed to the 2025-2026 season. But as of now, it seems to be that the Mirror's sources are indicating that it very well might happen in the spring of 2025. All right, going from a show that we think will be coming to Broadway to a handful of shows that we know will be coming to Broadway and off-Broadway here in the next calendar week, we're going to dive into this week's theatrical schedule. We have two Broadway shows opening and a ton of stuff happening off-Broadway. We're going to start on Thursday, April 11th, with the Broadway opening of the musical adaptation of The Outsiders. That will take place on Thursday night over at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. Of course, this is an adaptation first of the S.E. Hinton novel and then the Francis Ford Coppola film. It is directed by Danya Taymor and choreographed by Rick and Jeff Cooperman. The book is by Adam Rapp and Justin Levine. The music is by Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine. And this one has been a really interesting show. There is not a ton of well-known names in the company, but much like the film from the 1980s, which helped launch nearly a dozen young actors into stardom and even superstardom, that seems to be the vibe that they are going with in this one. Playing Ponyboy will be Brody Grant. Playing Johnny Cade is Sky Lakota Lynch. As Paul Holden is Dan Barry. Dallas Winston is Joshua Boone. Daryl Curtis is Brent Comer. Soda Pop Curtis is Jason Schmidt. Two-Bit is Daryl Tofa. And Cherry Valance is Emma Pittman. That will actually be the final show I see on my trip, so I will not see it before the reviews come out on Thursday night. But I will make sure that we have everything for you once they are available on Thursday, so you can check back with us for Friday's episode with all of those reviews. Also happening on Thursday, downtown at the Public Theater, the new play Jordans will begin performances. It has already been extended to May 12th. It's a new play by Ife Ulujobi and directed by Whitney White. It is described thusly. Jordans is a piercing exploration of assimilation, racial capitalism, success, and survival. At an overwhelmingly white workplace where appearance is everything, a long-suffering receptionist finds herself in a personal, professional, and psychic jeopardy when her ruthless boss hires a hip new employee in an effort to improve the company's image and culture. Suddenly, the two young black social climbers are forced together and torn apart by their race, ambition, and otherworldly circumstances. The cast features stage and screen star Kate Walsh, Ryan Spahn, Meg Steedel, Matthew Russell, Toby Onwumere, Brian Moeller, Naomi Lorraine, and Bronte England Nelson. I assumed, just because of where my head is, that anytime you're talking about Jordans, you're talking about sneakers, but that is not the case. Two characters, Naomi and Toby's, they're named Jordan, so that is where the name Jordans comes from. Then on Friday night over at Playwrights Horizons, we have the first performance of the off-Broadway show Staff Meal, written by Abe Kugler and directed by Morgan Green. It is a new play about a mysterious restaurant where the food is delicious, the service is warm, and some strange power keeps the darkness at bay. You are safe here, at least until closing time. The show is scheduled to run through May 19th. Then on Saturday at the DR2 Theater, the new play Still by Leah Romeo and directed by Adrian Campbell Holt will begin performances. It stars Jane Atkinson and Tim Daly. The show is currently scheduled to run through May 18th. The plot description reads, "What happens when you love someone but you hate the things they believe? A funny and heart-wrenching story for anyone who's ever wondered, what if? Lost love is revisited, secrets are exposed, and an avocado goes flying. In Leah Romero's whirlwind New York premiere about getting older and roads not taken." Tim Daly and Jane Atkinson are both tremendously talented, and seeing them on stage is great. It's kind of sad because Tim's sister Tyne was supposed to be in Doubt at the exact same time, so it would have been nice to see them both on New York stages at the same time. A nice little double feature if you wanted to go from Midtown to Downtown, but that is obviously not going to happen. Then on Sunday, we have one opening and a number of closings. The opening will be at the Longacre Theater for the long-anticipated Broadway premiere of Limpica. That is the new musical by Carson Kreitzer and Matt Gould. I talked to Matt Gould on Friday's episode of Today on Broadway, so if you haven't listened to that, please do. It was a great conversation. He was telling me all about the new song that they were adding into the show, which they did, I guess, last week. It didn't get a whole lot of details about what the song was, but for those of you that saw it early in previews and have seen it since, or will see it before opening night, I'd love to hear what your thoughts were. It's directed by the great Rachel Chavkin and choreographed by Raja Feather Kelly. In the title role of Tamara de Lempicka is Eden Espinosa. Also in the cast are George Abood, Amber Amand, Natalie Joy Johnson, Beth Level, Andrew Simonsky, Nathaniel Stampley, Zoe Glick, and more. Just absolutely giddy about finally having the opportunity to see this. It opens on Sunday the 14th. I am getting to see it on the matinee on Saturday the 13th. So one of the final performances before opening night. So I could not be more excited. Also on Sunday, we have four closings, all of them off-Broadway. I'm just going to run through them real quickly. And of course, every show that I talk about here in the schedule, you can find more information for in the show notes. Corruption, off-Broadway from Lincoln Center, will close. I'm actually going to see that on this Wednesday. Dead Outlaw from Audible Theater, Eddie Izzard's Hamlet, and Brooklyn Laundry from the Manhattan Theater Club. They will all be wrapping up shop this week as well. All right, let's get into some real quick show and casting news. The aforementioned Ella Noyes on Friday announced its featured vocalists that are going to be transferring with the show from off-Broadway to Broadway. They were also part of the production at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater before going over to Park Avenue Armory. The vocalists will be Elijah Lyons, Shara Nova, and Tasha Vietz Van Leer. Interestingly enough, Nova also sang and toured with Stevens for the original Illinois album, so having that continuity from pretty much the very beginning is incredibly exciting. Then out in Arizona, we got the casting for the upcoming world premiere of Mad Hatter the Musical, which will run at the Herberger Theater Center from May 1st through the 19th. Travis Kent will star in the title role as the Mad Hatter. Lauren Zacharin, one of my favorites, will play the Queen of Hearts. And Renee Acasio as the Hatter's dual love interest, Mary Beth and the Cheshire Cat. Also in the cast will be Tony Castellanos, Aria Kane, Mark Reese, Andreas Wider, and more. The new musical features a book, music, and lyrics by Vincent Connor, Michael J. Polo, and Victor Valdez. It is set long before Alice in Wonderland and looks into the mysterious past of the one and only Mad Hatter. Finally, in this section, we learned last week that Stephen Sondheim's final musical, Here We Are, will release its cast album in May. It will be available on May 17th. You can pre-order it now. You can also get the vinyl starting on September 6th. Last week, I told you about J. Antonio Rodriguez, who was playing Orpheus on the Hadestown tour, but had to step away from the show while he waited on his DACA renewal. At the time, we didn't have any idea how long that would take, as things with the immigration services were taking months upon months to go through what had previously been something that only took a couple of days. Well, in an interview with Broadway World, he did confirm that he has gotten his DACA renewal and will be able to head back out on the road. So if you want to read more about the experience from him, you can check that out in the show notes. And finally, a feel-good recommendation. This should be a fairly easy thing for everybody that is listening to this show, but last week, Jeopardy! Had a characters in musicals category. It was just in the Jeopardy! Category, not Double Jeopardy! So these were pretty easy. They had questions about Cats, Man of La Mancha, Wicked, and some other things. So I feel like if you watched this, you should all get all five questions right and feel good about yourself. All of the questions were answered, so they were pretty easy. There weren't anything that you could necessarily brag about being better than a Jeopardy contestant, but fun nonetheless. All right, that is all that we have for you today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Have a wonderful Monday, a wonderful week, and I guess if you're in New York, I'll see you in a couple days.